with Donald Trump holding rallies, it feels as if the election isn't over. Well, in Louisiana, it isn't. In that state's Senate race, no candidate won more than 50% of the votes on November 8th. So now the top two are in a runoff election. Republican John Kennedy and the Democrat Foster Campbell will face off on December 10th. Sue Lincoln is with WRKF in Baton Rouge. And Sue, Kennedy, the Republican, got 25% of the vote on November 8th, compared to Foster Campbell's 17.5%. And polls seem to be giving the Republican, Kennedy, the advantage next week as well.
That's absolutely true. The latest poll came out yesterday, and it shows John Kennedy with a 52% inclination of voters to vote for him, 38% for Foster Campbell, and only 10% undecided.
Which could be why Kennedy decided not to do a debate tonight. Pretty safe to say that he's confident in his lead. But what does this say about the state? Last year, Louisiana elected a Democratic governor, John Bel Edwards. Foster Campbell's campaign has raised more than $2.5 million, mostly in small donations. Democrats seem to be pouring in resources. It feels as if the Democrats think they might be able to do something there.
Well, they think they could. The problem being is that there is only 10% undecided, and there's a 14-point difference between Kennedy and Campbell in the latest polls. However, the latest poll was a bit skewed. They spoke with 71% white potential voters, 24% black. Our population here is 65% white and 35% black. So that gives a 9% advantage with the African Americans, who do tend to vote more Democratic here in Louisiana. In addition, there was a skew of about 7% on gender. This poll questioned more females, and in particular more white females, than the population shows. However, it was only a poll of 500 likely voters.
Well, we were wondering if there might be a skewing effect as well, because John Kennedy is the Republican, but that's a traditional Democratic name, if people are unfamiliar with the race and just voting by names. But also, there's a twist. There's a new TV ad from the super PAC Defend Louisiana, which supports the Democrat, Foster Campbell, and accuses the Republican, John Kennedy, of defending the right to choose abortion. Let's listen.
While Foster Campbell voted with us to protect the unborn, John Kennedy worked with Planned Parenthood to defeat pro-life legislation.
How is that going over in this, you know, somewhat conservative state?
We're not really seeing an effect from the commercial just yet. However, John Kennedy was indeed a Democrat before he became a Republican. He changed parties in 2007.
Well, we should say, even if the Democrat Foster Campbell wins, the Republicans still hold the majority in the Senate. But it would be pretty symbolic for Democrats, considering the outcome at the very top of the ballot. How much does Donald Trump's win affect this race?
It affects it a lot. John Kennedy has indeed hitched his star to the Trump campaign. And Foster Campbell has been, shall we say, making nice, saying he will work with President-elect Trump as he can, but there are some things on which he stands absolutely. So we'll see how voters go with it. It also depends on how voters turn out. Right now, we're in early voting, and turnout has been about 50% below what it was for the November 8th election. So that may have an effect, because right now, who is voting in early voting are older voters, chronic voters, and primarily Republicans.
Yeah. Well, Sue Lincoln, you're there in Louisiana. Obviously, people thinking about the Senate race, but while we have you, they're thinking about a lot more. There was that terrible incident of apparent road rage in New Orleans yesterday. The former NFL player and hometown hero, Joe McKnight, shot and killed. But there where you are in Baton Rouge, terrible shooting incident recently in response to a domestic violence situation.
Absolutely. We had a situation here where a man shot his longtime girlfriend, pushed her out of the car. When first responders arrived, the man came back and tried to run over the first responders, succeeded in one particular case, shot at them, shot at sheriff's deputies, and ended up being killed himself. So it was quite traumatic. That happened Sunday night.
Yeah. Well, and one of those first responders died. So lots on the minds of people there in Louisiana. And you remind us that both of the candidates in the Senate race are pro-gun. You kind of have to be in your state.
Absolutely. You have to be pro-Second Amendment here. However, John Kennedy has received the endorsement of the NRA. How that will play in response to the shooting problems that we've had both here in Baton Rouge and in New Orleans recently remains to be seen.
Sue Lincoln of WRKF in Baton Rouge, thank you.
You're very welcome, Robin.